Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another installment of Thoughts of a Brother. I'm your host, in here today by myself, T, as they like to call me. Some of y'all know me as Corey. But we're going to do this thing for Friday. It's Friday. Hope y'all been having a good week. Hope everything is good with everybody. We're going to open it up for discussions. We might end up playing a little music. Might end up going any kind of way. I would like to say I got a special guest in the studio with me today. Guess you wanna say anything to him?
How's it going out there, broadcast world? It's your boy E. I'm in the building. Just got here.
E.
I'm late, but never late.
Some of y'all might know him as E. Eric Mathis. I don't know what other kind of nicknames you got out there floating around in the world. But
not many. Not too many. They know who I am, really. I stay ducked off. I'm in the clouds, man.
How's your Friday been going, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm here, man. I'm here. So you got anything pressing that you want to talk about to jump this thing off, or we want to go into some music, how we want to do this Friday? We freestyling for right now.
It doesn't matter. This is my first time, so I just want to get the flow going and not jump right in. So I just want to get acclimated to the conversations and all the subjects.
All right. Well, I tell you, let me throw a question out there at you, man. You don't have nothing to talk about. Let's jump right in. We're gonna go ahead first. What's your thoughts on this this plane that was shot down, man.
That's going on because of the division in between Russia, excuse me, and Ukraine. Because some of the countries think that they don't should, or they think they shouldn't be under the control of Russia anymore. And Russia obviously want to control that part of the region. So I'm not too educated on that part of it because it's kind of new to me also. But to my count, that's twice going down. So one is they haven't found the first one, and then you have the second one getting shot down by a missile.
Yeah, I like that, a missile. Military language, I assume. But, yeah, the specifics, in my opinion, really don't matter, man. You got people who lost their life, and, unnecessarily.
Exactly.
It's a sad situation, I understand. You know, life happens. I get it. But this is a scenario that didn't have to happen. It's just a product of the environment we live in, really.
It's just a product of what's going on behind the actual curtains of these politicians and the government at hand, actually. It's just the news and the actual government is only going to put out what they actually want you to consume, actually. That's my opinion, because you can only get what they broadcast, actually, unless you go on the internet and you get it like a freelance source.
Yeah. Well, I wish the families out there of those passengers on board, the employees, everybody on board of that plane, man, no words can make up for your loss. You're in our prayers. That's the best I can offer. That's the best I got to give. Everybody's still searching for answers. But even when you get them, what to do with them? You know what I mean? You can answer any question I have. That won't bring my relative or my loved one back. So at the end of the day, like I said, we're praying for you, and we'll let God sort all that out. Looks like we might have somebody online who might have a question or something going on. So let's get them in and see what they're talking about. You on the air with us? You got a question, you got something you want to say, something that's pressing, something that's whatever. It's Friday, it's freestyle, we're doing it however. We're in the studio, it's a forum today. What we got?
What up, fellas? It's two up, two down, as usual.
Two up, two down. What's going on, brother?
Still alive. So, I have a question that I want to pose to folks and see what y'all thoughts this is.
You have a question you want to pose, okay?
Yeah. In a relationship, how much of yourself should you sacrifice for the sake of surviving your relationship?
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you, but I think if I'm wrong, then go ahead and repeat the question or correct me. But I think what you said is, in a relationship, how much of yourself should you sacrifice to make the relationship work? Is that your question?
That's the question.
Oh boy, we're starting it off heavy tonight. So we're gonna try to make it work. E, you want to try to tackle that one first? I know that's one of your expertise. That's your area of expertise.
Relationships are. No, but depending on what are you trying to sacrifice? Like, I don't know. And what's the line? Like, okay, I'll sacrifice this, but at the same time, I'm going to keep doing this. So, I don't know. Only you can only answer that question for yourself. Like, me, I know what my limit is. And as far as sacrifice, I don't know. Like, it's kind of hard at the same time, but it's easy at the same time if you look at it, because if she wants you to sacrifice not going to the club, that's how hard is it just stay at the crib with her? I guess I don't know what the sacrifice could be.
Well, he's asking how much of yourself, and I guess
as far as like being with her, like giving yourself to her, it's like what are you sacrificing?
Sacrificing anything? It's you. What do you you know what I'm saying? What is it, how much of yourself do you say, I'm you know, if your mate says change, how much change do you make to say, you know, I can't make no more changes?
Well, if I could jump in on this one, my first question to you would be, how much does a relationship mean to you? Now, I don't know if you can answer that question right now. You don't even have to answer out loud, but if the relationship means enough to you, then do you see it as sacrifice or do you see it as compromise? My opinion.
Because a sacrifice can be a positive way of saying that's a negative. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. But at the same time, a compromise is the way. It's like looking at the glass half empty, half full. If it's a sacrifice, it's half empty. If it's a compromise, it's half full. It's all depending on how you look at it.
Right. So I guess this question goes back to your interpretation. And in your interpretation, now, first of all, I want to say this. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if you can give us some more volume on your phone or not. But in your interpretation, you're saying sacrifice and compromise are not. No, they are the same thing from your understanding and your interpretation of the two words.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, there's a difference. Sacrifice. I look at sacrifice as though I'm giving up something and not getting anything in return. That's a sacrifice. A compromise means, okay, I can give up a part of me because I know that I'm getting something in return that's worth or that warrants me giving up that part of me.
Why do you feel that you have to sacrifice anything to make in order for something to work?
Caller, you there?
I'm here. Say it again.
I said, why should you consider sacrificing something in order to make something work?
Why should you consider it?
Can you hear the question?
What? No, I'm saying, you saying why should I consider making a sacrifice?
No,
why do you call it sacrifice?
Why do you call it a sacrifice?
You call it sacrifice like as if it's a bad thing, and then you're pulling away from it because you know it's something you don't really want to do. So obviously, compromise and sacrifice is the same thing. Like your lamb is going to die, but if you sacrifice, it's kind of religion.
Let's say it's a change that you are making, and you know, saying you feel like you're giving up a part of yourself to make that change. Regardless of how you look at it, whether it's a sacrifice or not, you know what I'm saying, it could be perceived. Well, I mean, regardless of how you look at it, whether you call it a sacrifice or you call it a compromise, it's still, to me, it's the same thing. It's not, you don't have to call it a sacrifice for it to be a sacrifice, but it's still the same thing.
Between you and the lady friend that you're dating right now, how far are you going to go in the relationship, and what's the cutoff? It sounds like you're trying to avoid something from that.
I don't want to say an avoiding. You know what I'm saying? I think it's more so of I don't know how to describe that one. I guess more so just longer.
Question to you is this someone that you've come to the conclusion that you don't want to live without, that you cannot see yourself living without?
I ain't got there yet.
That's why I sacrifice.
That makes sense. I feel like when you count as one of my other co-workers, one time that is it like, when you count the cost, if this is somebody that I know I want in my life and I also feel I need in my life, sacrifice, compromise, whatever you want to call it, comes natural. Now, I don't know your relationship. I don't know the depths of your relationship. That ain't my business. But at in this day, for a question, having to give up too much, or if you feel as though you're giving up too much of yourself, maybe you should take a step back and look at what you really want out of this, what it is you have, and what it is, if you feel like what you have is going to meet your needs or are meeting your needs.
I don't know. I ain't made it effort. I haven't answered that question for myself.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
How old are you?
34.
Okay, so how old are your significant other?
32.
32. Okay, so is it something like coming to a head, like he's wanting to take it to another level, or is it something like it's inside of you that's just pushing away from her? Or like, what is actually?
You're breaking up. Say that again.
I think what he's asking is, what is it that you're being asked, or that you feel like you're being asked to give that's just too much?
Where you have to sacrifice.
Where you have to sacrifice a part of yourself that you're being asked to give, or that you feel as though you have to give in order to make this relationship work. The difficult part of giving. What is that? What's difficult for you to give?
Are you faithful?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to sacrifice anything on that end.
You do.
Do you? You said you do?
You do.
You sacrifice it. I guess that's the question that we have right now. Now, I'm not, I know the immediate answer that pops into your head, but if you have a relationship, why is it considered a sacrifice? That should be something that comes along with saying yes.
Oh, man. That's major.
Okay. I'm not really getting your answer. I don't know if it's the phone or if it's that you don't have an answer, but I'm not hearing.
I don't have one right now.
Okay. Well, it looks like we have a... on the line, looks like one of our co-hosts has chimed in real quick. Billy Bone Boston. What you got for me, old boy? You want to chime in on this? You got something you want to say? Bone, you there? Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
There he is. All right, Bone, what you got? Maybe I couldn't hear you.
My bad. Yeah, I had y'all on mute. Y'all had me muted. I muted y'all back. What's up? It's one time
okay,
for your boy.
I feel you.
One time for Robo here. What's up? Quick, man. I just wanted to comment on my homeboy, Mark. Mark, what up? Two up, two down.
What up, homeboy?
It's a sacrifice because you're not ready to let it go.
Mm.
That's what makes
Bone
it a sacrifice.
Bone to the truth. This is what we're getting right now.
You know what I'm saying? That's why it's a sacrifice and not a compromise. But be okay, though, because it's about 50% of a sacrifice when you're in a relationship. I give it probably about 75% of a sacrifice when you're in a serious relationship. When you're in a marriage, if you're going to call it sacrifice, it's 90%. But if you're going to call it a compromise, it's only the mother 10. You know what I'm saying? So, first of all, know why you feel like it's a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first part. Once you got that, homeboy, the rest will come easier. And that's all I have.
Then you,
I'm in and out.
I guess what I'm hearing from that is when you determine why it's a sacrifice, you determine how much it means to you because you're considering it a sacrifice and not a compromise.
Exactly. But first of all, you got to realize why do you think it's a sacrifice?
I want you to hold that thought real quick. It looks like we may have another somebody else on the line who may have a question or comment. Let's see what they might have. Caller, you're live. You got a question or a comment based on the conversation we're having right now?
Yes, I want to know what's the question that was asked to them to talk about sacrifices and compromise? Because it could be the same thing if you look at it, depending on what y'all talking about.
Okay, the original question was, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but I think he asked, what do you do when you feel as though you're compromising or you're sacrificing too much of yourself in a relationship? I may have paraphrased, but I think that's the gist of the question.
Okay. Well, from my point of view, a sacrifice is only happening when you're the only person that's doing something in a relationship and you feel that the other person is not doing it, so you're sacrificing yourself or your time or whatever. And compromising, both of you are putting in effort to do something, so it's not really a problem because you're both doing it. A sacrifice is one person doing something.
Wow. And there you have it, straight from the mouth of a female. Now, we're going to go back to the original question. Mark, you still on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Why are you considering this a sacrifice and not a compromise? Now, from a female's perspective, and I'm sorry, I don't know your name, so I'm going to refer to you as ma'am for the time being.
My name is Damari.
Damari?
Yes.
Okay. From Ms. Damari's perspective, a compromise is something that we both do, and a sacrifice is something that if you're calling your situation or your what's going on with you sacrifice, then maybe it's because you're the only one that's giving and you're not getting anything in return. Do you agree or disagree with that analysis?
I would agree with that. That's like I said before, it all depends on if you're looking at it from the glass half full versus the glass half empty. It's like, in her analogy, you know, if one person is doing something and the other one is not, that is a sacrifice. Because you sacrificing your happiness, you sacrificing whatever it is you feel like you're shortcoming because the other person is not doing things. But if you both are making changes, you know, and then it is a compromise because you're doing one thing and someone's doing something else. So, I mean, like I said before, it's just a matter of how you choose to view it.
Well, I feel as though, and I could be wrong, and correct me if I am, Mark, I feel as though there's part of the story that's being left out. I feel as though we're missing information, like there's something else that maybe you're not privy to disclose right now or you feel it's too personal, but at the end of the day, from what we're getting or from what I'm getting, I'm not going to speak for everybody else, from what I'm getting, the idea of giving things for you past a certain point is an issue. Is that correct or incorrect?
That's correct.
So my honest advice to you would be, and this is just me, my opinion, you would probably want to determine whether a relationship is really what you want at this point. Because there's no relationship that's not going to require some level of compromise. You call it sacrifice, you say it's the same thing, whatever it is. It's not going to require at some point or another, you will be uncomfortable in the giving of yourself. That's why I asked if you have already come to a point where you've decided, this is a person that I know that I cannot live without. I don't want to live without. Because at that point, it kind of makes it easy to sacrifice or compromise or whatever that part of you that you may want to hold on to. You've had you for a long time. If you're okay with you, why do you need anybody else? If you want to hold on to of you, why are you trying to be in a relationship with somebody else?
Good point. I didn't think about it that way.
That's just my opinion. I mean, there's plenty other people who may have differences of opinion. The lines are open. 718-664-9983. You're welcome to call and voice your opinion. You agree, disagree, indifferent, doesn't matter. We're open to discussion. It's a great question because I feel a lot of our relationships are suffering right now because we don't want to compromise parts of ourselves. I'll compromise to a level, to a point where while it's comfortable. But the moment my compromise or my sacrifice or whatever I call it becomes uncomfortable for me, then I start questioning the relationship. Maybe it's not the relationship that should be questioned.
My motive.
Well, if you know that, or if you can answer that, then that's half the battle. Now, the next question is, what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
It's fair for you to hold on to somebody who, I'm assuming, I can't say for sure, but I'm assuming wants to be in a relationship with you, but you are the holdup because you don't want to give what it takes for you to the next level. Again, I could be wrong. I don't think I'm getting all the story. I respect that. That's your business. But from the question that you asked, I'm just giving my opinion. E, you got something you want to add to this?
Just to follow up on that, it's just, analyzing your decisions, man. Just keep it calculated. If you're going to do whatever you're going to do, make sure you stand behind whatever it is. Make sure you stand behind everything you say. And just be a man of your word. What more can you do? You know? Like, you can be there. You know when you're ready to give that sacrifice to your significant other. So don't let anybody pressure you into anything is what my advice to you would be. You know?
Good point.
All right, Mark, well, you got anything else for us, man? You got, because I feel like we kind of pushed that one in the ground.
No, I'm chilling right now. I got to think about that one.
Okay, no problem. I can respect that. Once again, the lines are open. 718-664-9983. E, I appreciate you joining me in the studio today.
Appreciate you for having me.
Mark dropped the bomb on us real quick.
It's all good.
Thought we was gonna have a light one, but it's okay. We'll see where the show goes from here. I know you said you were a late bloomer. You got anything that popped in your head off of that first question that you want to discuss? It don't got to be nothing pertaining to relationships. It can be, if that's the route you want to go. Okay, I'm going to take that as a no. I'm going to drop this number again. I know it sounds like I'm being repetitive. That's because I am. 718-664-9983. Again, 718-664-9983. Call us. We here. We open. It's for discussion. We are not question answerers here. We're here to have a discussion. We're here to talk about it. Whatever matters to you matters to us. Whatever is relevant to you is relevant to us. You may give me an answer that I don't have. That's why I'm here. Looks like we may have somebody else on the line. We're going to see what they may have to offer. I don't know. Caller, you're on the line. Thoughts of a brother. You got a question, comment, concern?
Yes, hi. I have a question.
You have a question for us, okay.
My question is, after not having such a good relationship with your father and now being grown enough to make your own decisions, how do you at least try to build some type of bond with the man that consistently neglected you as a child, yet still assumes that he has the right to be called your father?
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm having a hard time hearing you, and I want to get your question because it sounds like a good question. I don't know if you could turn your phone up for me or how we can make this.
Okay.
Can you repeat your question for me?
Yeah. After not having such a good relationship with your father and now being grown enough to make your own decisions, how do you at least try to build some type of bond with the man that consistently neglected you as a child, yet still assumes that he deserves the right to be called your father?
Wow. You look like you're going to jump in that one. I'm going to let you go because I got to gather my thoughts on that one.
So is he trying to be into your life now?
Yeah, kind of.
Do you resent him from not being in your life?
Excuse me?
Do you resent him for not being in your life?
No, I don't.
So what type of bond are you trying to build if you don't have any resentment from him?
I mean, it's kind of hard to explain because it's not like I'm trying to build it. It's more of him trying to, trying to take that opportunity now that I'm away from home to try to build or catch up from where he left off instead of already having that bond established.
Do you have any kids?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
If I can interject for a second. Now, from what I gather, you're saying that your father wants to, for whatever reason, he wasn't in your life once upon a time, and now he wants to rebuild that bond.
Yeah.
And you're saying
establish the foundation.
He wants to reestablish the foundation. Okay,
right.
I got you. I want to ask you a question. What does your heart tell you about that? What do you feel in your heart about his request?
Really, I think it should have already been, the foundation at least should have already been laid before I got out on my own. It should have already been laid a long time ago. And then you could start building upon it if for whatever reason you couldn't keep building upon it once the foundation was already established. But that's how I feel. I mean, it should have already been there. Something should have already been there.
I agree with you. I agree. Something should have been there, being that he is your father. And people make decisions, some of them bad, some of them stupid, some of them selfish, some of them, well, you can label them however you want. But at the end of the day, we all make decisions, and there's consequences that come from that decision. So have you ever had a relationship with your father?
Yes, as a little girl.
As a little girl, you did have a relationship with your father. So there is a foundation there. If you've had some type of relationship, then there is a foundation.
Okay.
Now, what may have happened, and I'm only speculating because I don't know the ins and outs of the story, but maybe he is trying to build on the foundation that was, not realizing that the person that was has grown. And time heals wounds, but time apart can also create them.
Right.
The reason why I asked you what you felt in your heart about this is because, like I said at the beginning of this, I don't know if you heard it or not, I can't give you the answer. That's not. I'm not God. I don't know if you believe in a God or not, but I'm not him. I'm here. I can discuss it with you, and I don't mind doing that. We can do that as long as you like. But the ultimate answer and the ultimate decision comes down to you. Now, because you asked the question, it leads me to believe that somewhere in you, you still want that.
Right.
There would be no question. There would be no consideration. There would be no anything. It's like, okay, I've made it thus far without you. I'm good without you. I don't need to consider. If you have the question, then somewhere in you, you've accepted, or you're struggling with. I won't even say you've accepted. You're struggling with the fact that that's something that you still want. Could that be correct? Am I correct in assuming that?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So my advice to you would be, This is my advice, not my answer, because I don't have it. Number one, if you do believe in God, pray. Number two, forgive. And look at forgiveness as more for you than it is for him. And I say that because if you walk around with any type of discourse in your heart for your father, for whatever he did, you suffer from that, not him. You suffer from that unforgiveness. And you sound like an intelligent person. You sound like a sweet person. You shouldn't suffer for what somebody else did. So let that part of it go. Forgive him.
Okay.
Part of you, within you, still wants to have that, and you feel like there can be something constructive that comes from that, you would probably want to give it a try and find out that it's not going to work, than to reject it and go through life wondering what if. Does that make sense? Especially when it comes to the role of a father, because a father is important. Girl, boy, does not matter. He has a role, and his role can never be filled by anybody else.
Right. I got it.
What's keeping you? Now, I understand that you may be angry. I get that part. But outside of that, what else is keeping you from opening yourself up to allow him to try to be who he says he wants to be?
I wouldn't say I'm angry. I'm not really angry. I would say more of disappointment. It's time and time again. It's just this relationship hasn't worked. And I don't know. I think it would take for him to realize how it's hurting me as his child for him to actually build upon or start to build upon this relationship in a different way or in a way that could accommodate the both of us instead of what works for him.
Well, again, I'm listening to you talk, and I feel you. I think my personal opinion, it would do you some good to allow him, again, like I said before, to allow him the opportunity to follow up on his word. Get rid of everything. Try to. It's hard. I know it's hard. Try to let go in before this moment because you're still here. So whatever happened before this moment, don't matter. You're here. You made it through it. He could have been the worst. He could have been the best. He could have been non-existent. He could have been whatever. But at this point, at this moment, you're still here. He's still your father. So let go of everything before this moment. Decide if that's something that you want. When I say that, I mean him in your life. And if it's something that you want in your heart, then allow it. Now, I'm not going to say open yourself up to be totally shattered again. That's why the first advice I gave you was to pray. God knows everything. Pray about it. Open yourself up to the idea. If it's something that does not flee or something that you just cannot get over, then don't distance yourself down from him, because in the end, you're not really hurting him because he's been away. He's used to that. You're hurting yourself. See, we have another caller on the line. I don't know if they have a comment. I don't want you to hang up, but I have somebody else on the line. I don't know if they have a question or a comment about the conversation we're having right now. Caller, are you calling in to comment on the current question or do you have a question? Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, did you have a comment?
I just had a quick question.
Okay, so you had a question aside from the conversation we were having right now?
I think I have a statement to go with her, but I have my own question.
Okay, go ahead. Give your statement.
My statement is to her is if she feels like she should go and have a relationship with him, then she should. If she feels like it's not worth her time, then she shouldn't go.
Right.
Just because you can feel like you're neglected and you can feel like you don't mean anything to her father, and if she feels like it's already too late, then it's too late. And if she doesn't want to make a relationship with him, then... But at the same time, she needs to have a relationship with him because that's what's wrong with the women in the world. They don't have relationships with their father. Therefore, they seek other men to fulfill the father role, and that's why we have so many single mothers out there. But that's just my...
I can totally agree.
I totally agree. Now, I know you said you have a separate question, but I want to finish addressing this current question before I get... Now, I do agree that a father's role, I've said that before, that a father's role is a necessity. And I agree with part of the reason, if not all, I will say that part of the reason that our females are going in the direction that they are going in, indifferent from color, demographic, I don't care about any of that, is because fathers are not fulfilling the role that we are supposed to fill. And I say we because I'm one, and I will call my own card. Nobody has to call me.
We both are.
I'm in the same situation. I take my responsibility. I accept it. So don't think for a second that while I'm talking to you that I'm not listening myself to your pain, because I have a daughter. And I don't want her 10 years from now, 15 years from now, to be sitting down across from somebody having this same conversation. So I take that accountability, and that's why I appreciate your question. And I'm answering partially from the perspective of a father, but more so from the perspective of a person. And I understand you are a person, and you have feelings. And missing your father has damaged those feelings. But I'm going to go back to what I said and what I stand firmly on. Number one, I would advise you to pray and know that God can heal anything. He can answer all your questions. Just give it to him. After doing that, go within yourself and see what it is you really and truly want for yourself. Because this is about you. This is not about him. All your life about you from his perspective and your mother's perspective. That's not a shot at either one, but it should have been about you. So now we're going to make it about you. After doing that, if you do one and two and it's still in your heart to give him that try, or you still have that question, let him determine what happens from here. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did.
All right. Do you have anything else you want to give us, or anything else that you, any other comments on your question, or are you good? I appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you guys. And I'll take
no problem.
All that you said into consideration.
All right. That's why we're here.
Okay.
Again, the number is 718-664-9983. I'm going to go back to our other call. Look, you had a separate question. You had a comment, but you also had a question. So now the floor is open to your question. What you got for us?
I have a question. Do you feel that it is an important, do you feel like it's important to show a child that what marriage is if you are in a committed relationship with a mother and a father?
It's Friday. Okay.
So you 2014.
Give it to me.
Actually having kids nowadays. Fertilization. So, like, for millennium, some people can kids back to marriage. And some choose not to be with the actual separate
I don't know, wife, husband, or something. Someone can go into an in vitro fertilization clinic and actually adopt a child without. So the point of marriage. Caller, are you still there?
I am. You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. What part did you not hear?
I just heard the in vitro fertilization.
I'm sorry. I don't but my co-host, my guest co-host E, you seem like that struck a nerve with you. Should you show a child? Should you bring a child up being married? Or is co-parenting separately okay? Or I missed the question, honestly.
There's so many different ways children actually be appropriate.
Okay, now that question I can answer.
Because someone would beg to differ if two women can get a child.
Call, are you there?
I'm here. You guys are breaking up. I'm sorry.
You can't hear us?
There you go. I gotcha.
Okay. Can you do me a favor and repeat your question for me so I can hear the question from your mouth?
I said, do you think it's important to show a child what parenting, like what marriage is, if you have a successful co-parenting mother and father and mother in the same household? Do you think it's important for marriage?
Do I think it's important to show a child the marriage parenting style? I know I'm paraphrasing the question, but I heard your question. And to answer your question, now, you want to answer with sugar or you want to
No,
we okay. Uncut. The correct way would have been to show your partner marriage before you showed your partner a child.
Now we're going to speak in new millennium terms.
The correct way. No. She asked me what do I think the correct way. So the correct way would have been to get married before you had the child. Now, because that did not happen, I'm assuming. Because that didn't happen, I'm assuming, because you asked the question. Now you cannot expect this man or a man to marry you simply because you have it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. If your partner is against marriage, the father of your child, whoever that might be, is against marriage. I hate to say it this way, but that's bad that you did because you chose to have a child before you got married. Children do not force people into marriage. Marriage is a choice. Marriage will not work out of requirement.
Very true. I agree. However, if everything...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, if you have everything together, then what's the difference? Is it really that big of a deal for a man to sign a contract saying that he commits to this woman and not just up and leave if times get tough and he commits himself to work it out and to go through it like as a marriage would go through it, as opposed to just being in a relationship and leaving if he got tired of the situation, the person, the child, whatever the situation may be.
Okay, the big deal is simply this. And again, I'm assuming, but I'm assuming because you're asking the question that the other party is opposed to marriage. That's the big deal. You're asking, what's the big deal? His idea and his opinion says I don't want to be married. Mm-hmm. I like you. I may love you. I love the situation we have going on. I'm going to be responsible and accountable for my role. But that does not require me to love you. What you have to do then is either A, accept that and continue on in the the arrangement that you have currently been. Then you have to make that known, and you have to make some changes. Until that happens, there are some things that are not going to happen. Now, in doing so, accept the fact that he's been around, because he's already told you that I don't want to be mad. So that, I mean, because I hate to say it this way, but because we tend to do things backwards sometimes, the only way to fix it. On that note, I got my co-host calling in, and it looks like he might want to chime in. Dad, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, maybe it's not.
So you don't think that it's okay to try to make a family and make a marriage after you have a child?
No.
So
that's
even
not what
if
I'm
you
saying.
Do things backwards, then it'll never end up the right way.
What I'm saying is, I don't think it's right to try to force someone to marry you simply because you have a child.
But you can't force anybody into marriage. But I'm
okay.
saying, like, you can't suggest the opportunity, and you can't suggest it if you already have a mortgage together and car payments together and credit cards together and everything together. Then what would be the difference to me? That's my thing. What's the difference between being married and just being in a seriously committed relationship?
Well,
what's the difference? Have you ever been married before?
I'm sorry, were you asking me that question?
Yes.
Have I been married before?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
So, was it completely different whenever you were in a relationship and then you got married? Was there a huge change?
Do you want me to be honest with you?
Yes. Isn't that what the whole point of the show is?
It is. I just don't know if you want it with...
I do. But, I want to hear it.
Okay. Yes, I was married. Yes, there was a difference in the relationship when it was just a relationship as opposed to a relationship. There may have been a difference that happened in the other party, but I can't answer. I can't speak for that. I can only tell you for certain what happened to me. B, my mindset changed to the point where before I got married, it was I had to win. I had to show you. I had to do this. I had to do that. After I got married, your mind that you're not going anywhere, so I can do what I want. It's childish. So my situation is childish. For you, of course, ask me. I think you put yourself in a situation. I'm trying to believe that the person that you're in this relationship with or you're in this situation with has shown you before that marriage is not really what they want to do. I'm sorry about that. We got some background interference, but
you don't think that it's important to show a child what marriage is if you are already in a steady relationship?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I just said this. It's not about the child at this point. The child is here. It was about the child.
But it is about the child whenever they ask you, like, why don't you have a ring? And, Mommy, why is your last name different? And why does Daddy have a different last name? And how come Daddy doesn't have a ring and you don't have a ring and all my friends have rings? So what do you tell them then?
So that
whenever
question
they're at
never...
the age to realize that you guys are just in a relationship and you're not married.
But that question never occurred to you before you got pregnant, right?
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Did that question ever occur to you at before you had the child?
It was like in the back of my mind, but it wasn't in the front of my mind as it is now.
Because the child is here.
Mhm.
So if you had no child, you had no expectations in getting married with anyone.
If the person presented themselves in a way that, and they said they wanted to get married.
So the guy that knocked you up presented
no, no, no,
to you.
No. We don't want to use that term.
Okay, sorry. So the guy that had a child with you.
Right.
I'm sorry. He's the matrilineal candidate that came in. Now he's the actual candidate for putting a ring on your finger because he knocked you up. Now you want the ring after.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, if it's, like, what's the big deal about, like, is marriage that big of a deal? That's what I'm trying to
figure
out.
You can ask someone. I'm sorry. Keep going.
So I'm trying to figure out if the peer pressure from the outside sources is as big as what it's worth.
Well, what type of pressure are you getting, and who is it coming from?
Good question. Where is the pressure coming from?
And is it genuine?
Hey, sir, you got to come out quite soon.
Or is it someone trying to press you down this assembly line?
Right.
Hello, caller, are you there? I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be funny, but I can't. I don't know if you're answering.
No, it's a valid statement. I understand what you're saying. I was just trying to take it all in. I just didn't know if speaking from a married, because you have been married, like you said, and I didn't know if it's all that it's supposed to be. Like if the paper changes everything.
Can I ask you? No. I didn't see that the paper changed anything. My mindset just changed once I got the paper. That was on me. That's what says you can't compare my situation with it.
But you're a man.
But I am, but I'm not every man, and every man does not think like me. Every man does not act like me. I made my own choices and my own decisions, and it led to where it led me. In my understanding, I can be honest about them now. But let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Why is it that what compels you to want to get married at this point right now in your life? What compels you to want marriage?
It's not that I am completely compelled and feel like I need and have to be married. It's the fact that I want to know that the person, like my significant other, is not going to run out and say, oh, well, I don't like the way you folded my clothes, so therefore I'm going to leave. Like, I feel like whenever you're married, there's a little bit more commitment, and there's a little bit more, I'm not just going to run out on you right away if I don't like the way you do something.
Okay, let me share something with you from my understanding. And this does not apply to everybody. Some people would stay simply because they're married, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some of us that understand that paper and that if you see it as just paper, that paper's not going to hold. The only thing that will keep them in that relationship and keep them committed to you is love. They have to love you. They have to see themselves. And nobody else. So if you feel as though getting married is going to keep him from running out on you, that's not a correct reason. That's not. I would not advise you to go and marry simply for that reason. Because you could find yourself in a lot more trouble than what you may think you're in now. Marriage is a commitment. It's a commitment from heart. It's a commitment that no matter what, I'm going to be here. Now, outside of marriage, let me ask you this question, because it seems to be your issue. If he's in an arrangement and he had every opportunity to ask what he's thinking.
Right. I understand.
No. I'm just asking a question. I want your answer. I want to know what makes you feel as though the possibility is there, or why is it now that marriage is compelling you? Because I want to make sure that you hear in this. Has he shown you anything that makes you feel as though he's not in it?
No, not at all.
Are you being honest or are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm being honest. Like, I don't
okay.
have any reason to feel like he's going to leave. But at the same, like, it's just frustrating because I just feel like, so what do you do whenever you've already reached, like, every step in a committed relationship? Isn't that what's supposed to come next? But I guess if the other person isn't willing to do it, then it's not the next step, right?
Right. If this goes back to the beginning. These are questions that should have been asked. And I know this is shoulda, coulda, woulda, but at the end of the day, these are questions that should have been asked years ago or months ago
right.
or whatever
right.
ago before the baby came. Why is it that you don't want to be married? Or if you do, are we going to work towards that?
Right.
Now marriage has... Maybe it's here now. He has not married you up to this point. Probably not going to marry you just simply because of baby. So now you need to take that part of it out of your mind. You and I, however you want to say it. If you're not happy in the arrangement going on, you have to come to terms with that, and you have to do that. And again, like I said before, in doing so, you have to either accept A, that I may be with you for a moment of time and you really understand that I'm serious, because you if without making that known, so why would I take you serious now? So I may have to go through some things to show you that my mindset has changed, my ideas, my desires have changed. I want to, but I feel like we should be in doing so. You have to accept. He turns around and his rebuttal is, okay, I love you, but I don't want to be married. Because somebody somewhere is going to have to give up. This fight that's going on between you two, somebody somewhere, I don't even want to use the word loop, but somebody's going to have to be honest with the other person and make a decision. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I want to give my co-host an opportunity to respond. He's fidgeting over here, but did you have any other questions about that?
Nope, I'm good.
So did the father of the have any signs?
You're breaking up. I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So did the father, child, say any type of thing or show you any way that he wanted to be in that type of relationship?
Who is it? Who is it?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Who is it?
Okay.
right, caller, is this, are you, I hear your baby in the background. Did you reach a place where you can't speak now? Okay, but at the end of the day, if you are still listening, the moral to the story is marriage, both parties have to want it, both parties have to work towards it, both parties have to work in it. And if you are trying to coerce or persuade or force or whatever words you want to use the other party into marriage, you're starting it off on a bad foot, in my opinion. I could be wrong. It could be the greatest marriage in the world. He could come into it and realize, you know what, I don't know why I fought this in the beginning. This is what I needed the whole time. I'm glad you did it. I'm here with you. We're married. We're going to live forever. That could be the way that it works out. But the initial question was raised according to the baby, or including the baby, should we work towards marriage to raise this kid the right way? Well, again, I say that was a question that should have been asked before the baby ever got here. At this point, it's hard to say this, and as hard as it may be, you got to take the baby out of it, because she's here now. He's here now, whichever sex it is. On that note, I want to take the opportunity and interject, put a little song in here. I don't know what this is that I might play. You might come out any kind of way, but this Freestyle Friday, we freestyling. That was 718-664-9983. We'll be back with you in a second.
Tell me who flopped, who copped the blue drop, who jewels drop, who mostly don't she down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mates, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop, try, see my name on the blimp. Guarantee me and shells full of love, luck. You don't believe in Harlem World, nigga, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me, 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem nigga with the goldie sound. Can't no PhD, niggas hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Woody. True pimp, nigga, spend no dough on the booty. And then yell, there go mates, there go your cutie. All the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I'm gonna take a now when all the ball stops. Nigga never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Valet me, this a BOJ. We don't play, mess around, be DOA. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down spare. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Got myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. gats and holsters, girls on shoulders. Play what? I told ya, me and Mike to me, bruise too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my tracks, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the gas. Where the true players at? Throw your roadies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, nigga C, B-I-G-B, flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. Hit my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down, fit that, black and plus, like that, dangerous, on Trizak, leave your ass, hit that.
I jumped the fairy tale, that's how.
some states, same sex can have, they can go out and get married. Where is it in the Bible that says same sex people can have that same accomplishment as Christians or Buddhists or Muslims or Jewish? I don't look. They aren't written in the Bible. They consider those people damnations. But for some strange reason, people that are same sex marriage do believe in religion. I don't understand it myself. How can you be religious if that religion don't even consider you as part of that religion? But you still want to go through that religion to make it seem like you're doing something right by getting married through that religion and living that religious faith. So, I don't know. To me, I may be wrong. People may have something to say about this and may comment on this, because this is something that I can put out there where you can actually comment on. So, as far as, like, people that get married and have no religious belief, they could be doing that for a simple fact as benefits.
They could.
They could be doing that for benefits.
Or
because
they could be doing it because they love each other.
They can be doing that because they love each other also. There's numerous of reasons why a person gets married. Just like in the last caller situation.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to get married because she wants to show her child how it is to be raised in a married lifestyle.
Right.
She didn't say anything of the sort.
She didn't say that I want to get married to this man.
Because
I love him.
Exactly.
I can't see myself.
Exactly.
Which is why I asked the question.
Let's keep going.
I'm with you. I understand which way you're coming from. But at the end of the day, that's why I was saying, like, the child plays no part in whether you get married or not at this point.
Exactly.
You have to revisit why it is you are still considering marriage, or why you're considering marriage. If it's about the child, or because you feel a level of condemnation from somewhere, then your motives are wrong. And you walking into a marriage with the wrong intent, and it's probably going to be hard for that marriage to stand. If you don't marry simply because this is a person that I want to live the rest of my life with, this is a person that I cannot see myself without, I love this person with everything in me, I'm willing to give this person everything I have to make this relationship work and to show them my love, then your marriage is going to come. Marriage comes with tests. And if it's not real, and if there's not real love in it, then your marriage won't stand. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's just that's my opinion. I'll put it that way. Some people can live married and not love each other because they have stronger beliefs and a different motive. Okay, if you agree to that, cool, boom, do it. But a child, nah. I don't think that's the right reason to go into marriage, because you have to that child is not going to be the one that you have to compromise for. That child is not the one you waking up, looking at every morning. That child is not requiring pieces of you that you're not willing to give up, as we heard in our first call. And this is no shade to the first call. This is just bringing that back into relevance. But I understand your point totally. I mean, religion, and we talk about religion as a group. We talk about religion a lot, and religion in itself creates a lot of problems in the world.
This is my thing. I think that now that at the age that we are and the age we're living in, women and men date their ideals. They think this person should be who they think they should be, instead of dating them for who they are. I saw a post on Facebook where thousands of women said that the convict guy was the most beautiful guy they ever seen in the world.
Right, right.
That's an idea.
This
guy is they labeled him as a street terrorist. He is not getting out no time soon if he don't have $1 million in bond. So what are you trying to tell me? You would rather think that this guy is a good guy instead of looking at him as who he is and dating him for who he are? So you want the perception of a good guy, but you don't actually want the good guy, because you in your mind thinking he's a good guy, but he's out committing felonies. Come on now.
Hey, it's a hell of a point. And again, we've touched on that.
But your perspective is absolutely correct, in my opinion.
And that goes back on the marriage thing also. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
If you dating someone because you think that person's going to marry you, and then you go to the next level of getting pregnant, or you two having a baby, and then you think that that obviously is going to solve that problem, is actually it's going to create a bigger problem.
Right. And that's what I'm trying to convey. Marriage is a choice. If this person has not shown you any interest in marriage, if this person has gone to the point of telling you, and I'm only speculating at this point, this is all speculation, but because you asked the question and you're saying what's wrong with, that leads me to believe that this person has presented objections. I apologize again. We seem to be having some technical difficulties tonight. We're going to work through them. I promise you we're going to work through them. E, I want to take the opportunity to say I appreciate you joining me in the studio. To all our callers, again, like I started out saying, I appreciate you calling, giving your questions, asking, you know, things that mean something to you. And if it means something to you and we can discuss it, then it means something to me. I just ask that everybody approaches this thing with an open mind, and We all come into this with the idea that we have something to offer each other. We respect everybody's opinions. Whether you agree or disagree with mine does not matter to me. The fact that you're willing to offer it is all that matters. On that note, hey, it's Friday night. I know we've missed a couple of shows, but one of my staples in the Friday night show was you go out. I understand it. You know, you had a long week. Go out. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. It's great. It's fine. But in doing so, be safe and be smart about your decisions, because we need you, whoever you may be. On that note, we're going to transition. We're going to get off of this marriage thing, because that seemed to have struck a nerve in the studio. We're going to get off of that. We're going to let that be. That's a personal decision. That's a personal choice. That's a personal situation. We appreciate you allowing us the opportunity to discuss it with you. We're going to move on. What you got, man? What you got going on with you, man?
Not much, man. I'm just, you know, school, doing my anatomy. And right now I'm in Anatomy 1, taking online courses at Kaiser University in Tampa.
Yeah.
So that's going pretty good for me, I guess. Taking care of the family, like, just trying to stay positive on the positive note, if you ask me.
That's what's up, man. Let me ask you a question. I want to hear your opinion, your analysis on this. As a young black man, what do you consider the state of black culture, black society to be? Young black culture, let me specify, young black culture, and when I say young, I mean 40 and under. Young black culture, young black society, what do you consider the state of that to be?
Detrimental. As far as right now, it's in a state of crisis right about now, because it seems like all the bad guys are winning. Those are the ones who are teaching our sons and daughters right what's right and wrong. It's not the good guys anymore. No one cares about the good guys anymore. They don't even make movies and TV shows about good guys anymore, if you think about it. Like, look at all these shows. Like, everybody's doing something behind someone else's back. It's like everybody's trying to get over to just, I don't understand it. I don't even know. Like, and then the stuff that it is forced upon black people, and I am victim to some of this stuff, like Love and Hip Hop. I watch that stuff. I'm going to be real. You know what I mean? I know it's not doing anything educational, but, hey, I can open up an anatomy book for education. I go there for the drama and the ratchetness. because they put it out there. But I know, and when I, at the end of the day, how to separate real life from fiction. That's fiction. They get paid to play these roles.
You're correct.
So people need to know that when you're coming back home in the black community, being the biggest drug dealer and having all the girls hanging off your arm, okay, so in the end, where does that get you? Are you say? I watched a documentary of the BMF, the Black Money Mob Family in ATL.
Black Mafia Family, yeah.
Black Mafia Family with Big Meech. Okay, this guy made over certain millions of dollars, mm-hmm. but he couldn't stop selling dope. Come on, man. You made it. You made it when you first made your first million. Why didn't you stop and do something positive with that money instead of keep contributing to the downfall of the black community? Now you're serving life, and you can't even do nothing for the black community. But we idolize those dudes because I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover. Come on, man. It ain't even, it's not right. It's not right at all.
Let me, you said something just now. You said, why couldn't you stop when you got your first million? Instead, you
and do something positive for the community that you took.
Right. I got you. But you said now instead you choose to consider to the downfall of the black community. That's what you're doing before you made your first dollar. Now, I understand. Trust me. I understand. There are situations that we come against. There are circumstances that rise in life where we feel our backs are against the wall and we have to do what it is we have to do and whatever. I get the mentality. I get that. I get it. But at the end of the day, if you can take the time and effort and intelligence that it takes to put into that, you can take that same time, that same effort, that same intelligence and put it into something productive and put it into something where your time won't run out. The quick fix is never a fix. It's never a fix. Now, I know we got on this subject because you were talking about, you know, because I asked you the state of black culture, black society, young black culture, young black society, and you went into Love and Hip Hop, which is a show that I don't want to downplay the show. I don't want to throw no shade on the show. I'm not going to do that. I don't watch it, and I try not to watch anything that I just don't agree with because I see the bigger picture. Now, I'm not mad at these people that are in these shows that are getting paid from these shows. I'm not mad at that. What angers me is the idea that you portray. It's the idea that you project. And the young person that buys that thinking that that's okay because you're getting paid, you may understand exactly what it is you're doing. But everybody who watches you does not have the same understanding. Whether you have it or not, somebody, you're leading astray. You let them know that that's okay. Now, I heard you say, E, and I'm talking to you, I know that that's not reality. You know what I mean? I watch it for the drama. I watch it because of the entertainment. I watch it for whatever reason I watch it for, but I know that's not reality, and especially that's not my reality. But everybody doesn't know that. Now, I can't blame the cast of Love and Hip Hop for that. I can't blame. There's a bigger system. There's a bigger picture. And in that big picture, that plays a role. So ultimately, if I have a problem with the big picture, I have to have a problem with everything that falls under the big picture. Unfortunately, that's one of the things that I can recognize that does. Going back to the original question, if you were appointed a position, now I'm going to pull it out of you now. If you were appointed a position where your assignment, your primary duty was to fix the state of black society, what would you do?
First off, I will have a close relationship with the community and everybody in it. Instead of just giving preaches and sermonars about how black history used to be, like, let's move forward. Let's see how black history can be. Like, we already know the past. It's not
clean. It's not pretty. So every time they make these slavery movies, it's like we're living in the past again. So let's move forward. Let's show black people in their utmost and the righteous way. The people that are making money positive and have money and have a voice in this world. Like, let's do that. Let's not always resort to 12 Years a Slave to make an Oscar nominee woman that played in that movie as a black woman. But instead, we put Olivia Pope or what Carrie Hilson, that's on Scandal, above, like, okay, she's cheating with the president. What if she's setting forth for other black women, that you can cheat with the president? Come on, and he's a married. I don't see anything on TV that's portraying any black women in a positive light, if you think about it. And it starts with the black women. And I know some people might give me some feedback because of my current relationship and my current situation. And I know I'm a black guy, and of course it starts with me also. But at the same time, like, some of these black girls just gotta give some of this stuff up, and it won't even happen. If dudes are disrespecting you, that's because you're letting them do this stuff. Like, a dude can only do as much as you let him.
Oh man, you grabbing me. But at this point, it looks like I got a caller here. I wanna bring in and see what they may have to say. I don't know if they have a question or comment about what we're talking about right now, but caller, you live. You got a question for us? You got a comment? You got a concern? What are we doing?
Hi, my name is Eddie Davis, and I kind of just wanted to bring up something as far as the black community, because I feel like as a child, I'm only 18 years old, by the way, and I feel like as a child, children are held responsible for things that they shouldn't be. And I feel like as an adult, whether male or female, when you do have children in the world, I can say for myself, when you're there for your child, it plays a part. Each time that another family member or anybody in the community has to interfere in a child's life growing up, there is a 50-50% chance that there is a negative situation around that child. And it causes the child to, and it acts in a way that is unthinkable, depending on the child. So my thing is, I just want to know, is there any leaders out there, anybody over the radio waves right now who feels like their child is out of control? Because I just want the black community to see that, you know, it takes a child to raise a village. And I, as a child, feel that we need more black leaders, any leaders, really.
Wow.
Do you have anything to say about that, sir?
Yes, sir, I absolutely do, and I want you to listen to me very closely. Now, I understand, I heard you when you said you were 18 years old. I first of all want to go back before you caught me, but let me go back, and I want to say thanks for calling in and offering your opinion, offering your question. Now, to answer your question, yes, I do believe that there are leaders out there. And I do believe there are people who are set aside to change the standard. Yes, I believe that wholeheartedly. Now, let me throw a wrench in the plan. One of those people, I believe, is you. Because at 18 years old, if you can call and ask the question that you just asked me, and ask it with the passion that you just asked me, you are somebody who is set aside to change the standard. It's up to you, sir, to accept that challenge. I don't know if that's the answer you thought you would get from me, but that is the answer you are getting from me at this moment. I am shocked at, number one, the intelligence in the question. Number two, the passion behind the question. It matters not that you have a child at this age. The same love and attention and affection that you want for your child, give to the ones underneath you. Give to the ones above you. Whether they accept it or not, just give it. Because you have it. I don't even know, but I know. You have it. Something about you and the question that you just asked and the method in which you asked the question, the passion in which you asked that question, you have that, sir. And I'm going to address you as sir until you give me a reason not to address you as sir. But you have that. the problem we have come across, we have accepted, I don't want to say the problem we've accepted. We have accepted looking to someone else to do what has been set aside for us to do. You, sir, are that one. And by you doing, you will influence others to follow. On that note, I wanna. Are you still there with me?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, I wanna bring. We have another caller on the line. I don't know if they have something to say towards what you just said, or if they have a comment on what you just said or not. But I want to bring them in and give them the opportunity to speak. Caller, you live. Do you have a question or comment based on the question that Mr. Davis just presented to us, or did you have your own thing going on?
What's going on, sir?
What's going on, sir? How you doing?
I'm taking it light, taking it light. This dad, man, this dead run.
I've
enjoyed y'all boys' conversation thus far, and I think y'all hitting on a great, great, great point right now. And just to elaborate on a little bit, and T, I'm glad you pointed it out. That was a very passionate and insightful question, but at the same time, you pointed out one of the biggest things in everything. And as individuals, it's accountability. I was riding by a church today, and I seen it. It said, freedom requires responsibility, because without it, it's indulgence. That's the truth, man. It is what it is. We can't sit here and sugarcoat it from any other side or try to play it down. Just like E said, hey, I watch Love and Hip Hop. I do too, E. Hey, I don't have a problem because at the end of the day, I'm responsible. I have the responsibility not to go out and act like what I see on TV. But I have a freedom to watch it, so I don't indulge it. As a young man at 18, yes, you are grown. However you may want to put child on it, because I was 18, but I was still acting as a child, but I was in a grown stance or a grown status. And with that being understood, for one, I'm going to point this out. And I want to hit on the call a lot, because I really enjoyed the passion in that question. I really want to hit on that, because I think you already got it. I think you already got it. Stop looking for the answer. The answer's in you. You just showed me the answer. And your passion, the want to know is all you need to have. The rest ain't for me to give to you, or for Corey to give to you, or for Eric to give to you. It's for God to give to you. And to have that kind of passion, it's coming. Just sit back, be patient. That's what faith is all about. That's what it all comes down to. Now, you know, I don't know who the young man is or the caller is, but I would love to sit down and have a conversation with you, because I've learned something over my own time. Passion evokes involvement. Your passion just evokes my involvement into your life. Now, I'll be glad to get offline with you, and we can hook up, and we can talk and conversate. But I think you have a bright, bright light leading you right now. I think you should really, really dwell into that. Because at this point, man, hey, I was coming on here with something else to talk about, but dude just struck a nerve in me, and I appreciate that. I really do, fellas. I appreciate that.
Oh, man, listen, you don't understand what that call just did for me. You don't, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. You do understand, because I hear in your voice, you're saying the same thing that I'm saying. Now, in saying what we're saying, I want to go back to the caller. Caller, you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
I want to know if there's anything else that you have to offer me, because you just did something for me. You did something for me, so ask me another question, please. I only got 15 minutes left, but I want to give it to you at this point.
Okay, sir. My other question is, now, I understand what was said in the previous question and the information that was given, and I do take that, because I feel like even the teacher needs to be taught. So I do take that, and I was raised around, you know, the wisdom of an elderly person, but I still stand my ground as a young person. I am not saying that I choose to do whatever I do, or that a child may choose to do whatever they do. What I'm simply saying is that I want the black community to understand that it starts with the children. Yes, we have our own mind, but we're given morals. We're given things as children to go out here in this world and fight with. I was raised myself. I can't speak for all the children in the world, but I know I was raised myself under a Christian roof. I was always taught to respect God, I was always taught to respect elders. But behind closed doors, I was also given lustful things. I was also given domestic things, stuff that most children shouldn't see. And I felt like my neighbors, people in my community, who I was supposed to respect and analyze in a way, were some of the reasons and some of the people who turned their back on a child. I felt like if things are stopped now, if people really who are listening to the radio understand what I'm coming from and what I'm saying, the world would be a better place for children in the black community.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hey, sir. Young man, let me go back to you for a second. I want you to hear me. And I want you to hear me with every ounce of your being, not just with your ears. Hear me. You have experienced everything that you have experienced thus far in life for a reason. Now, you said you were raised in a Christian home. I'm going to exclude that for a second, and I want to ask you a personal question. Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do, sir.
You believe in God?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to say again, and I'm going to say again with the same that I said it with the first time. You have gone through everything that you have gone through for a reason. You have come out of everything that you've experienced with your own understanding. With that, you, sir, have a responsibility. As I'm listening to you talk, and I'm listening to everything that you say to me, or you say to us in Radio World, you have a responsibility to change, not yourself, the world. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I understand, sir.
Are you sure you understand what I'm saying to you? Because this is not a light situation. What I'm hearing and what I'm experiencing right now in this moment is not a light situation. You were put here to change the world. There are 60-year-old men who are walking around this planet that don't have the understanding that you have right now at 18 years old. Do you know how dangerous you are? I'm apt to believe that the devil is coming against you with everything he has, and you're still here. I don't care about this radio right now. I'm talking to you, and I'm talking directly to you. You, sir, have a special gift, and I think at some point or another, let me say it this way, I think you are starting to accept it, but time is against you, and I don't even like time. I don't even like time. I don't like the concept of time, but I'm going to use it for you. Time is against you because the devil wants you. Because if he ever lose you and if you ever grab a hold of what's inside you, you change nations. You alone. Everybody, you a leader. You are a leader. And I'm going to let it alone. Dog, please grab this because I can go on forever.
I think the man is on the right track right now. As a young black fella, he's 18 years old because when I was 18, I was still in high school. I was thinking like, oh, I can't believe that I'm still doing this. I don't know. I wasn't even on the level that this guy is thinking right now. I wasn't even there. I'm just saying, like, you've been put through so much in your life that put you in a situation where it makes you think like way far beyond the your own peers.
Yeah, he doesn't
like you are an old soul,
man. Derek, please grab this, homeboy. Dad, grab this.
Hey, listen, man. Listen. You know what? This is very enlightening. But I do hear a question he's asking that's very valid. And the question he's asking is, because at the end of the day, even though I get it, don't the ones around me hold some responsibility for shining me or shunning me so I didn't understand my own growth and my own understanding at a younger age? Because I'm inclined to believe 18 is not when he got this. He's had this all his life. It's just something about that understanding that I'm hearing from him that I know it ain't overnight. You know what I'm saying? So what he's asking more than anything else, he's saying to the world. And this is who exactly he's talking to. He keeps saying the radio world. Because he wants to be heard.
I got to go back. I want to first ask you, sir, is that the question you heard my co-host and his analysis of what you said? Is that what you're asking?
Sir, yes, I am, sir.
Okay. I said in what I was initially saying to you that the devil can use anybody. That can be your mama. That could be your daddy. That could be the closest person to you. It can be anyone. He uses different people against, let me say it this way. Everybody is not going to have the same struggle. You struggle according to your purpose. And what I'm hearing from you and what my co-host in the studio is hearing from you and what my co-host on the phone is hearing from you is that your purpose is something bigger than I think you even understand.
Okay, so you go back now, sir. What did you just say? Everybody's struggle is different, right?
Everyone's struggle is different.
Everybody's struggle is different, sir. You can still, as a black community, no matter what it is, change that child's life by doing the right thing. Everybody. It does not matter what the struggle is, from homelessness to whatever it is. It does not matter what the struggle is. But if a black community can come together to help the children, it takes generations of positivity.
No, sir. Hold on. Let me grab you before you go too far. And I wish you would have called it 7 o'clock. I swear I wish you would have called it 7 o'clock. You, and I'm talking to you. Listen to me. This is my understanding. You have to depend on no one but the God that you believe in. And I'm saying that because I hear you. And I believe with every being in me that the devil will use everyone that you love in a way to try to get to you. Everyone he knows that you love, and I mean everyone, he will use. Stop looking at everything around you and look only at God. Everything around you, the world, your family, your parents, your whatever, leave all of them. Love them. But don't look at them. Look at God, because that's your only direction. Everybody else is going to lead you astray because, again, I say the devil can use anyone. Anyone. And it may not be that that person does not love you. It may not be that that person don't want the best for you. That person is a person. And in being so, you're subjected to being used by Satan. Leave people. People cannot lead you. People cannot do what you understand. I'm telling you, you understand something that most people don't understand. Only God going to give you your direction. That's the only place you going to get it from. You. I'm talking directly to you. That's the only place you can get it from. Nobody else can do this for you.
I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
My name is Kovaleski Williford. I'm 26 years old. I'm also, I believe in Christ. I have a gift and a calling on my life. But I wanted to touch on, because I'm kind of struggling with myself, knowing my calling, knowing where I came from, knowing the struggles that I overcame with God's help, knowing that I'm a believer and where I need to be, I still find myself troubled because I feel like I don't overcame so much that I can't go forward. And even though I still feel strongly, it's like the trials and tribulations never end. It's always a trial. It's always a struggle. It's always the devil. The Bible says the devil comes again and again to kill and destroy. So it's like I still find myself being tortured. And the people that I like mentors and people that, you know, are Christians, you know, I ask for their help, and they see I need help. They can't give me the wisdom and the knowledge I need to go forward. So I just really need to know, like, if putting all your trust in Christ, which most Christians do, but the struggle makes them give up, how can you keep pushing if you don't have a support team?
Listen, man. I got 5 minutes left, and I hate that I heard you. You two, oh man, you got me shaking right now. Both of you got me shaking. I hate that it's 5 minutes left, and if I get cut off, I'm gonna continue this. I may log on tomorrow just to do this for you two. But for your question, the same answer I just gave the previous caller, I'm going to give you, because I hear you. And you have a mission, man. Stop looking at people. That Christian stuff, that this and that, all of them are people. God himself is the only way that you are going to get where you need to go. Satan will never stop. Yes, you will always struggle. Opposition will always come at you. It's never going to stop, ever. The day it stops is the day you stop breathing. So understand that, and in understanding that, that gives you all what you should need to know that every day of my life, I need God. Because without him, I cannot face what I'm going through. Nobody else can give you the answer because they don't have your understanding level, man. Nobody. Don't look at no people. Don't look at no Christian. I don't care. Pastor, I don't care who it is. You can go to them for guidance. Line it up with your soul. Line it up with your spirit, but at the end of the day, stay connected with God. Stay in prayer. Stay in your Bible if you believe in reading your Bible. He will lead you. He will lead you. And if you feel like you fighting it, that's the problem. Let him fight it. Let God fight it. He cannot lose. My homeboy didn't taught me this, and I'm sorry. I'm going off right now, Don. I want to let you in, and I'm going to let you in. But we've had this conversation, and at 35 years old, I'm just now getting to the point where I understand you are at already. You are there. The issue becomes that Christian word. That Christian word hurts us. Everybody don't understand what you understand. You are not behind them. They're behind you. They don't understand what you understand. Go to God. Go to God with your heart. Listen for God, and I promise you, I believe with everything in me, he'll give you your answer. Dog, please come in on this. We got 3 minutes left, and I know you got something.
I feel that everyone has a purpose, no matter what it is in life. If you go take the spiritual route, take that route. If it helps with you, everyone has a coping mechanism. And in saying that, everyone has a purpose. I'm just saying, like, you're wasting your time doing nothing. You're wasting your time around hanging around people that are taking you nowhere. You're dating women that are not progressing your life. You don't need a Bible for this. I'm not knocking. Please don't discriminate me from my words. So I'm just saying, you know what you need to do in life. Your parents raised you as proper as they could, as they did around, as the environment gave them to raise you in. They did it as well as they possibly could. So on that note, you have the keys. Start the car up and drive towards success.
Hold on, because we got 1 minute left. Are you still on the phone, young man?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. Do you have a pen?
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything to take some information down?
Yes, sir, I got
it. Okay, this is what I want you to do. Write down this email address, thoughtsofabrother@gmail.com. thoughtsofabrother@gmail.com. If you don't mind, I would love for you to email your phone number or a way to contact you.
All right.
Because I don't want to lose contact with you. And I got 19 seconds left, and I'm gonna get off this show. We're gonna get kicked out. But I don't want to lose contact with you. I want to stay in communication with you. Can you do that for me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, please do that. Hey, we signing off. We got 5 seconds left.
All right.
We'll see y'all again next on Sunday. Here we go.
All right.